Hey, Bird.
Well, it's birdhouse time.
Hello, my friends.
Hello, our birdhouse leader.
Hello, Corby.
How are we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
We are kicking ass on this beautiful, beautiful day. Okay, let's get going because we have a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Birdhouse.
One local sports game slash event that you regret not being at.
Oh, I know that one right offhand. The Winter Classic at the Cotton Bowl.
Yes, I would say the same thing.
Had an opportunity, didn't go, and I regret it every step of the way that I was not around that greatness.
Yeah, that's pretty high on my list, too. I was trying to think of a Cowboy game, and the only one I could really, really come up with was the last, I guess, Roger Staubach's last win against the Redskins in 79, the big Tony Hill comeback game where they scored two touchdowns like in the last 5 minutes, and my uncle was at it, and my dad was there, but I wasn't there. But I don't remember a bunch of Cowboy games at home that really resonate with me.
No, they don't stand out.
Isn't that weird?
Or if I had an opportunity to go, didn't, and regretted it. Because you can say, man, I would have loved to have gone to see Randall on Thanksgiving when they played for Minnesota and, you know, three touchdowns to Randy Moss. But I wasn't offered a ticket to go. So there's no regrets because I couldn't have been in the building. But the hockey one, the one at the Cotton Bowl is, I don't know what I was thinking. And I don't know why I didn't think it would be as awesome as I know it was. And I missed out.
Yeah, we were out of town. But it looks so incredibly cool in all the pictures that emanated from that thing. Mavericks wise, I feel like that we had such a run of going to those games that have, you know, were so huge in 2011 that
right.
I don't really, there's really nothing.
And I went to the Dirk retirement game. I went to the Aguirre jersey retirement. I've been to a lot of Maverick games. I feel really good about going. I don't know which one I was offered and said no. And, you know, it turned out to be just incredible because I usually take everyone up on an offer if they're going to ask me if I want to go.
This isn't a local game, but I had an opportunity. I could have gone to the Kick Six game, that Iron Bowl.
Okay.
But the girl that I was dating in Alabama at the time didn't want to go, so I decided, well, we'll just watch it with your friend somewhere else. And then it turned into that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where was that game? That was in Tuscaloosa, or was that?
I think that was in Auburn, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
I had a ticket one time to go. My wife got it for me because she was in Chicago for her home offices there. And I had a ticket to go to Wrigley. And I got mixed up about public transportation and where to go and got a little nervous and just went right back to the hotel.
Oh,
that was
man.
Before Uber and all the ride shares and all that. And I just didn't know where I was and just went back to the hotel. And I've never had an opportunity to go to Wrigley again.
Gotta go. Gotta go
I
to
know.
Wrigley.
Give up.
Gotta I know. I gave up. It, she came back to the hotel like, what are you doing here? And I had to explain that. Yeah, I thought I saw JJ and Thelma somewhere, and I just got nervous and turned around and came back home. Came back to the room, yeah.
First boob you saw in a movie in a theater, and how old were you?
In a theater? I don't know if it was in the theater, but Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox was the first boob I can remember seeing in a movie.
His?
No, it's the girl or whatever in the movie. She comes out of the lake and she doesn't have a top on. So I saw both of the boobs, not just a boob.
Yeah, one I'll never forget again. It was 1984 at the Inwood Theater as my neighbor across the street, his older brother, took us to see Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And Apollonia just walked those puppies and it was great.
How many of the guys in y'all's age range do you think would say Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, because I know I wasn't allowed to go see that. That was in 1980 or something like that.
Like 82.
And I think maybe that was the reason why I couldn't go with any of my friend's older brothers or something because of that scene that my parents, I think all parents were like, whoa, no, there's a lot of action in that. And then I think the first one I saw was with my parents though, and there's no way they knew at the time that there would actually be boobs, but it was the original Vacation.
Yeah, with that German girl.
No, you're thinking of Vacation 2.
Hermann.
The one in Europe. Yeah, that's the one in Europe. Because Beverly D'Angelo got, like, Clark opened the shower door, and at the beginning of the movie, or the shower curtain, and acted like he was psycho, like he had a banana, and he was like, and she was naked. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
What year was Vacation?
Was it 83, maybe?
No, like 80, 81, something like that. And then...
83.
Oh, it was 83?
2000.
Are you sure?
I'm looking at it right now.
Nine.
Original Vacation was 83?
According to IMDb.
Yes, National Lampoon's
Vacation.
That may
have been the first one. And then Apollonia, it seemed like those two were separated by a lot, but Apollonia was a very close second then.
Man, that was glorious.
It got close and big when he cupped her boob when he was an adult, but she had a brassiere on it. It wasn't the bare breast, but I remember
that. A brassiere?
Show me a boob!
Oh, yes. I mean, that's the full terminology for it.
What?
Who calls it
a brassiere?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Everyone else calls it a brassiere. And not the full name.
When's the last time you heard somebody say brassiere?
Wednesday.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. Why do I do a lot of things I do?
Brassiere.
That's what it is.
I know, but it's everyone says the bra.
Not always.
Yeah, pretty much always.
That depends.
Brassiere. Nobody says that.
Sometimes you may be going to take that brassiere off. It's fancier. You're role playing or whatever.
Hey, no.
It sounds fancy, but it's not.
There's the man-zier that was in Seinfeld, but I haven't heard brassiere in quite some time. Let's see. Donnie said something has gone terribly wrong if you see him surfing or doing some sort of water sport. I heard you say that the other day, too.
If I tweet it out or social media and say, I'm going surfing, then you know I've been kidnapped or I'm in distress, call the cops.
Yeah. For Corby and Matt, what is your equivalent to that? I think at this point in my life, if you saw me mountain climbing with ropes and just anything like that with a group that's all tethered together and you're on the side of a mountain, someone has a knife to my neck or someone has a scope with a red laser beam pointed at my forehead.
Or a brassiere on your chest or something.
Or a brassiere. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no way I'm doing that stuff nowadays. No way.
Yeah, I think my easiest signal is just, why are you drinking that beer? And I can't say which one it is, but it's obvious, and all of us would know. And if you saw me drinking that, people would be like, what is going on with
right.
you? You'd be like, obviously something is wrong that this beer is the one that's in my hand.
I think if I saw you tweeted out, I'm going to church, I'd call and see if you were okay.
Jeez. With my life of sin and debauchery.
What are you even doing here?
Oh my God, are you okay? If I saw that on social media, I would immediately call you. Not even a text. I'd call you and go, hey,
do
man,
I need to come get everything
are okay?
You okay?
Yeah.
I got to do that this weekend.
Everything all good?
Right. Heading to church.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The immediate call. I may call you from the car, and I don't even know where you live, and I'm on my way.
Donnie, you've been kidnapped. What's wrong
with
you?
What's happening?
I remember Craig Jr. Miller. He showed up at the church where my kids go to school at, or did go to school at when they were little. And it was Christmas, I believe, sometime around Christmas, and so we went to church, St. Pat's, and he looked at me like I go to that church. I'd never seen him there, and he looked at me like, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "My kids go to school here.
Yeah, what are you doing here?"
Yes,
like Ham just walked into the control room. If he tweeted out, "I'm going to enjoy this green bean casserole," I will call the cops.
Yes, right.
Or just a picture of a salad or something.
Right, right. Look at this salad I'm
can't
about
to
enjoy.
Can't wait to try this.
I'm in the car and I'm on my way.
He's
because he is in distress.
He's been taken.
He almost died yesterday
I
taking
heard
a bite of Davey's
really
chili.
Funny. He had just had no voice after that. All that spice.
Corby saw you at the Dallas Open last night. Thank you.
You're
you were
so
drinking
tennis.
Water.
Tennis.
Ooh, water.
How much do you guys drink during the week? I was disappointed in you.
How much water do you drink during the week?
No, not water.
Oh. No, I think that he thought that I would have six IPAs turned up over my head and
everybody 14. Always thinks
you
that.
Just walk in with a 12-pack and you're just cracking yes. them as...
What up, bitch?
Right.
After each game.
I get that a lot. People think I drink every day, and I very rarely drink. I might drink
right,
last
you make
week
up for it in one day. You drink, yeah. Not a lot during the week. That's, you just don't, I just don't want to feel like crap.
I rarely drink during the week. I did last week because we were in San Francisco, but that's very rare for me to drink during the week.
Because when you guys go after it, I don't mean to just stereotype you two.
Well, you can stereotype.
I feel like you guys aren't the one that will say, let's have a little pop with dinner. Or even like an after dinner cocktail. It's always like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going full bore because I know I'm going to feel like crap the next day. So it may be like a couple of days, maybe even 3 days out of the week for me. It's like, oh, you want to enjoy a nice little glass of wine with dinner? And it's great.
Yeah, see,
and then I'll have one and then I'm done. And
that's impressive.
I'm not feeling bad.
I'm impressed by you.
Well, and like Dale Hansen always used to say this. He's like, why would I have one beer? Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, it's either zero or 11.
Is that what he said? My goodness.
Yes.
But I find it way easier to not drink than to have a beer.
Really?
Yes.
I agree.
It is way easier for me to be like, I'm not drinking at all.
Man, I could enjoy one glass of wine with dinner and I am fine. Dinner's done?
Yeah, I'd rather not do anything.
A glass of wine over, we just go about our night.
Although I say that, and it depends because I had drank a bit in San Francisco. So this past weekend when we got back, I didn't drink at all on Friday. And then I drank two beers on Saturday, and that was it. That's the last time I've drank anything.
And you feel great.
Lame weekend you had.
I'm telling you, somehow I was able to, you know what? I want to try to just drink two.
There you go.
But then I look at my beer fridge, I'm like, well, who's going to drink all these?
How would the public react if Jerry was the secret investor in buying the Mavs and wanted to be the majority owner over Cuban?
Good it would Lord. Not go over very well.
Okay, well, if it's him or Dumont.
No.
Jerry or
I
Dumont?
I guess you go with the devil that you know, but it still wouldn't make people happy.
You don't think that there'd be a view of you rescued this, now let Cuban run it?
But what if he names himself the GM?
Then there you go.
That's a different conversation. Although that's
well, that's the thing. You have to have the trust that Jerry would hand it over to someone to run. And I don't have that trust.
No, man. How awesome would that be if he's like, I'm going to be the GM of the Mavs now?
I feel like he needs to be in charge of every investment he has. If he's not the top dog, he's not going to do it.
And that would end me. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, because it would destroy the Cowboys.
Taking over the Mavericks would end me.
What if it was
Steven? I couldn't handle it.
Or Charlotte.
You get unlimited money for the rest of your life, but all dogs are wiped from the earth as if Thanos snapped his fingers and everyone knows you're responsible. No!
Yeah, what? I'm out.
It's horrible.
No way!
And I don't get to keep my Basil?
No, you don't get to keep Basil.
But I have all the money, so I can keep the dog.
No, you just have to get a cat.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I'm out.
Or a hamster or a ferret or some other animal.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't. No, not at all.
No, that's...
No. If you could eliminate one franchise from the state of Texas...
Oh, I was about to say Utah Jazz.
The Astros.
He says mine would be the Texans because they're just such a lifeless organization over the last 25 years.
Right. They're pointless. You don't need to eliminate them. I would eliminate the Astros.
Just because you hate them?
Yes.
That's interesting. Donnie, would you go Astros over Spurs?
I would probably lean towards Spurs. And you just wipe them clean. All their championships, everything. Yeah, I'd be pretty happy about that. And then you'd have to have an expansion draft or a lottery to get their players to other teams. And we'll
and
take
then we
Wimby.
Get Wimby.
Although, yeah,
see,
we'll take Wimby.
We say that, but now looking back just with the Astros, if we had eliminated the Astros, we wouldn't have that epic comeback in the ALCS where we went down to Houston and took them out, which was glorious.
But that's basically the team in Texas that you hate the most. So you would definitely eliminate them. Yeah. And I lean toward the Spurs as being the team that I hate the most in Texas.
Yeah. The Texans, I don't even, I mean, this guy has a point. I just don't care. Like,
Yeah, I don't.
They don't move. I don't root against them. I don't root for. They don't do anything for me.
Right.
I forget they exist.
Well, I know, yet they exist.
Well, Corby, thank you.
All right, boys.
Are you going to buy your wife a brassiere for Valentine's Day?
I am. I'm going to buy her a new brassiere.
I think I am also. I think that's at the top of the list.
You should, Corby, you should ask.
Thank you, P. Warrens. Thank you, Corby. We appreciate it. We do the Birdhouse every Wednesday at 11:30 with the Snake.